zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Thanks to Jesse Rogers for joining us today. Thanks to Black and Abdallah. It's time for Crosstalk. And thank you for listening and calling. It's time for Crosstalk now. Who was our guy from Washington? Where was it called? Sesquamish? Where was he from?
Sesquamish.
Sesquamish?
Yeah.
Sesquamish, Washington.
The guy who said enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride. Yeah, he said enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a good discussion.
Cup fans should be enjoying it.
His math was off.
You know, you get his math was
off. He had 100 victories, 94 victories.
That's okay.
But he's in the ballpark.
But you should be enjoying the ride. You got a good baseball team. You could clean up the bullpen, but you got a good baseball team on the north side.
I was thinking about that on my ride in today.
Yep.
You can have a good ride in your car in the new Sequoia, but someone cuts you off. Do you get pissed off on your ride in?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good
ride. So that's what I equate it to. When the bullpen screws up, it's like someone cutting you off.
Yeah.
Or all of a sudden, now there's a gaper's delay. And now you're backed up a little bit. You get pissed off on your ride?
You're backed up.
Sure.
Good analogy.
You know,
got an accident. Got all this rain. You got flooded streets because of substandard plumbing.
Now the weather has changed.
Streets and sewer department falling asleep at 130th Street down there.
It's an inconvenience.
Come on, everybody needs to.
You're still going to get where you want to go, hopefully.
Give yourself and others a little bit of benefit of the doubt. You can have more than one thought at the same time.
Yeah. When you go on vacation and you got a flight, and then all of a sudden you're on the tarmac and the pilot says, ladies and gentlemen, we've just been told that we have to head back to the gate because we need some maintenance on the wing. Like, are you enjoying your ride then?
Then they come back.
That's like Daniel Palencia right
now. Then they get back on board and they say, sorry, this flight's going to be delayed because our hours are too many.
Right.
But we just went over our time limit.
There's nothing more angering than that.
You may get where you want to go.
Sure.
But it's still an inconvenience. So, last night could still piss you off, but all in all, you may enjoy the season.
More than one thing can be true.
When people tell me, hey, enjoy the ride, it's what being a fan's all about.
Yes.
You're going to get pissed off some days. Some days you're going to be thrilled and excited.
You can enjoy the ride and also expect your bullpen to be upgraded over the course of a few weeks.
I think both
can
be true.
You can do both.
Yeah, Jets are our pilot here.
Yeah,
and I could be mad that the pilot is or maybe the pilot's a bad analogy because sometimes it's not because we have a lot of pilots in our audience.
We have a ton,
and it's out of their control even.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't know.
It's
what.
Mechanical. Maybe, it's turbulence.
Right.
It's weather.
Right.
It's all kinds of things.
Yes,
you know,
traffic.
Sure. It's the way it is.
I can enjoy the ride, but also want the bullpen to be upgraded, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big weak spot, it seems like, right now.
I can be smart and say something stupid. Two things can be correct.
Oh, gosh,
right?
Yes. Yeah, we've all done that.
I don't know
if we're smart, but we've all...
Well, I'm just saying, for example.
We're moderately smart. We all
how about this? I'll flip it around.
Stupid.
I can be stupid and say something smart.
That's probably more for all of us. That's more apropos. Yeah. We're pretty dumb.
Sometimes
we say some smart stuff.
I mean, can you imagine how dumb life would be if you could only have one thought at a time? And what's the time frame?
Right.
I got to have this one thought for, 4 hours minimum, and then I get to change my thought?
Life doesn't work
that way.
Does it look at the rain now? Mod on. Holy cow.
Enjoy the ride.
Right, yes.
Enjoy the ride, everybody.
Speaking of enjoying things one minute and then not so much the next. My God, it is pouring again out here.
I think you got a little tornado watch for this area,
that's
too, don't
Tracy Butler had mentioned that. There's some
tornado watch.
Some tornadic activity, as people would call it.
Have you ever experienced a tornado?
No.
They're not fun. They are not fun.
I wouldn't think so.
What do you mean experience a tornado?
Have you been in your house in the basement when one blew through your neighborhood?
No.
It is not fun.
Even warnings recently where they've been in the area. And it's scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When the sirens have sounded recently.
We had twice in Bridal Path Lane back in Sharonville.
Really?
One blew through through the neighborhood and tore down probably 65% of the homes.
Whoa.
We were in Mark Camphouse's basement, and we didn't have a basement. We had a bi-level. So when the weather got really bad, we went down the street three houses to the Camphouse's basement. And all I remember is the sirens are going off, and you can hear this loud sound, and it does sound like a train.
Does it?
And here comes Paul Camphouse running and dives over top. Like this couch area where we were kids, It just took out like three of the neighbor kids, like trying to, you know, dive and
trying to find a safe place.
Right. Awesome. As it was about to hit the back of the house.
Oh my gosh. Kind of scary. No,
and then it happened like 4 years later again. Not as bad, but.
I don't want to experience
no,
that.
No, it's not. It's scary as hell.
They're making a Twister 2. Did you see that?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want that.
I don't know if it's a remake of the first one or a continuation. I'm not sure, actually.
A continuation? What?
Well, like, I don't know, part two. I don't know. You know?
same Twister? It's alive
you
again?
You know what I mean. The same characters, the same storm chasers. I don't know if it's that or if this is a remake.
Have you know what? How about the people that not the storm chasers that chase like in their cars for tornadoes? How about the ones that are in planes that are flying through the eyes of hurricanes?
Well, that's the hurricane.
The
hurricane hunters, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying like which one would you be more?
Well, when you're in the eye, you're really not in trouble.
True, but to get to the eye, you have to go through the
I'd rather be on the ground.
Me too.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be on the ground.
I want to be in the eye.
No, I'm with you. I'd rather be on the ground.
Yeah.
I feel like
put me in that eye, baby.
Here.
I want to be there.
Haunted by a devastating encounter with the attorney, Kate Cooper gets lured back to the
just
open
when
plains.
I thought I was out.
So I think it's a
It's
called a standalone sequel.
What does that mean?
For what that means. It's not a remake. But, like, you know, it's so far removed from it, so I don't know the exact how it plays into the old one. But it's basically, you don't need to watch the first one.
So
you can
go
on this. It's called Twisters.
What they're saying.
Twisters.
What they're saying to you is we've basically stolen this idea. We're going to make our own movie, and we hope you enjoy it.
We're giving accreditation, but it's.
Right, exactly.
We're kind of ripping it off.
Exactly.
Twisters.
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 Not Twista.
Twista.
Twisters.
Twista. All right, how you guys, boy? How you boys doing? You good?
Good.
Feeling
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
You guys.
See,
Carmen,
I'm doing good, but not enjoying the weather.
I know.
So both can be true.
How do you guys handle? I'm very torn here with that. We've been talking about this the last couple of days. This Knicks thing, because I hate the Knicks, but I like Jalen Brunson a lot. Like, I could never outwardly cheer for the New York Knicks, but
did you see
not the worst thing.
Did you see John Starks
Savon Marbury was going nuts.
Like, on the baseline, cheering out of their ass.
Starks has been on the road with them. He's been in Philly yelling it up.
Boy, Marbury was loving it last night.
Can you compare...
I don't know.
First of all, Jalen Brunson's done something now that nobody's done. It's 40 straight points and 5 assists in 4 straight playoff games. But, like, his game, his style, who is he? Like,
I was telling Yurko, it's very old school. He's so sneaky strong. He can just, like, bury guys with his hip and he just shields them.
But, I mean, who is he?
He's got a little DeMar in it. He's shorter than DeMar.
Yeah.
But the way he loves the mid-range range game, too. He hits the three way more than DeMar, obviously.
More, yeah.
And he's more of a point guard.
I'm trying to think of, like, those guys when we were young that were good at that were, like, sneaky strong for their size, and you couldn't get them off the
ball. Andrew Toney.
Maybe a little. Like, you couldn't...
Yeah, he was solid.
You couldn't get the ball from him. You couldn't be physical with him.
Yeah.
Because they just knew... Technically and from their strength, like how to like
Norm
the way
Van
he maneuvers
Leer.
In traffic.
You're really going home.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't
Storm
say
no. Norm couldn't shoot like
right,
him.
No,
Storm
the way he maneuvers in traffic as a smaller guy,
Norm Nixon,
and how he's got the ability to still like handle the ball and.
You wouldn't think
he's remarkable.
You wouldn't think he'd get as
Vinny
many.
Johnson's not
it's
bad.
Not bad.
Vinny Johnson's not a bad
the
one
microwave.
At all. He's more prolific
and more fluid.
Yeah, but that's not bad, Yurk.
You would think. With his style, he wouldn't get to the basket as easily as he does, or he'd get his shot blocked more frequently. But he doesn't.
Mo Cheeks,
Taurasi,
Diana.
He could create like Isaiah, but he's strong like Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like how Jimmy could get, you know,
Rita Easterling. If we're going to bring the ladies into play, Rita Easterling, boy, she was solid.
Rita.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like Sylvie, that's a good comp too.
Yeah,
like having the combination of those guys,
he reminds me of Jimmy on the way he's created his game and has come out of nowhere to become a playoff star. You know, like Jimmy was always doubted as the 30th overall pick and changed teams to get there. And same thing with Brunson. Like, Brunson was turned down by his own team in Dallas.
I know.
Even though he had a good last playoff performance.
Very good.
With the Mavs. But it's incredible.
It has been fun to watch, too. I'm with you. Like, I've never been a Knicks fan.
No, you hate the
but
Knicks.
But the Knicks being the Knicks doesn't bother me.
Here's a question for you. Like, of all the sports, which rivalries, because of the name brand, hold up the least? So, like, I will contend that in the NBA, the names don't mean as much with the rivalries because it's the players. Because I'll like the Knicks because of Jalen Brunson and because of Tibbs.
Yeah.
Because is Bulls Knicks truly a rivalry now?
No, but it sure was when we were kids. Man.
Right.
I mean, I hated
because
them.
Because of the players.
Yeah.
Because of Starks and because of Oakley and because of Ewing.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of the players. Like, when was the last time Bulls and Pistons was a rivalry?
It's been forever.
But
when Darko was there.
Darko.
Blame it on Darko
Milicic.
That's awesome.
But like. Bears Packers, even though the Bears haven't controlled thing, will all football rivalries hold up probably the most because of the division play.
Yeah,
division play in basketball means the least.
Cubs and Cardinals.
You know, I think baseball rivalries hold up as well as most because of the league play.
Again, like league and division.
So that's why I think it's okay in the NBA where you can root for the other teams easier.
Maybe you're right. It definitely doesn't feel like football. It doesn't feel like the Packers. Like, we'd never be in a situation where we're like, oh, that guy's from Chicago and he's likable. We'll like the Packers. Like, never.
Right.
Never.
And think about it. Bulls-Pacers was a bitter rivalry with Reggie Miller.
Very much.
Who was on the call with them last night? It was Reggie and...
Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, is
Jamal.
That who it was?
Yeah. Jamal's pretty good.
I did not know. I didn't know the voice.
That was the second
Jamal
game.
Jamal is
right.
Good.
That was that night.
That was the night. The TNT. The
boy. That game was
the T-Wolves. Yeah.
That game was not close from the 2 minute mark on. I couldn't believe that. That's one of the most dominant defensive performances I've ever seen in the NBA.
80 points in this era.
Yes, they had 35 points at the half. The Nuggets had
as many field goals as turnovers in the second quarter. They had six turnovers and six made field goals
in
the second quarter.
And the T-Wolves had 11 steals and 12 blocks in that game.
Boy, and they get up into your grill.
It's crazy.
I mean,
it's like a swarm of bees.
It is. I'm impressed.
I am too.
I've never been high on them because of the Rudy factor. But
you keep them in paternity leave?
Ant is arriving, boys. He might, you know, like with the league segueing here from like the glory KD, LeBron, Steph days, like, you know, Luka and Joker's great. I mean, Luka's great, but like, could be Ant-Man that you're looking to be like, you got to be the face now, you know?
And
you got to be the face of the league.
People were talking about this a while ago, but like, you can see some Jordan-esque qualities in him.
There's no doubt.
Like, Sylvie was talking about it upstairs. Like, the ease to which he can slither through defenses and find his way to the basket.
No doubt.
Without, like, just bullying guys. Just, like, athletically can find his way.
Yes.
I mean, he's a guy that can dominate in the mid-range.
Watch his, like, little turnaround fade and tell me you're not watching Michael or Kobe.
Right.
Go ahead. Watch it and tell me you're not watching Michael or Kobe.
He's even got Carl Anthony Towns playing hard. Like,
it's not easy to do.
No. Like, if you're not in somebody's grill of the T-Wolves, they're in your grill.
Yeah. It's exactly right. And so maybe he's the guy that
Reggie
had to
Miller,
bring them
Reggie
all
Miller
together.
Was talking all night about whatever the guy's name was. It's when he was guarding Jamal Crawford or Jamal Murray had a smile on his face the
was
whole
it,
time.
Just kinda, Walker Alexander,
yes,
I think.
Yeah,
I think it was.
But that team is just in their long.
Yes.
I mean,
they got a lot of guys who can guard that perimeter, and then you've got Gobert at the to be your last line of defense. I know he wasn't there last night, but like
they're a fun team to watch.
They haven't. I mean, have they been stressed yet in a game?
It doesn't feel
it
like
feels
it.
Feels like they haven't been stressed.
Wasn't that game of the first game one? Weren't they tied in the third or
in
the fourth?
They were. In fairness, that game was
game
about
is in
6 minutes
balance.
Ago.
Yeah.
That game was tied. That's true, I guess. But man, it just feels
I can't
like,
believe
it
the
feels
number.
Like they've been very under control in all of these games they've played in the playoffs.
They're not taking care of the ball, whether it's Joker or it's Murray or any of them.
No, I told Carmen, game one he had 7 turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, and you look back against
he's 4 or 5 in the first half.
You go back against the Lakers too, you notice the turnovers too.
Yeah,
it's been bad. It's been bad. The turnovers cost them possessions. Possessions have cost them basket opportunities, and that's why they find themselves down. They've been down in a lot of games.
Would you put a bet on Danny brought it up, Danny Zetterman, that he would put a bet on Denver right now, like plus four something, to win the series?
I would not, because I think Jamal Murray's getting suspended for game three.
I think
three.
He is, too. I think
we were talking about that. Do you think the NBA tries to find a way to put that off to next year to make the playoffs more enjoyable?
I think you just said we're going to put it under investigation.
Yeah.
I think they're going to because I think they're going to suspend him.
How much more do you need to investigate? It's pretty clear. Yeah.
First he threw a towel, then he threw a heating pad.
You got all they don't play again until Friday. Right. Your investigation, I mean, like, what kind of investigation?
You know how they are.
It's in depth. You got to get an independent body in here. You know how it works.
And by the way,
you can delay whatever you want to do if you want to delay it.
Here's what I said to the guys, though. I understand what he did was not good. But what did Joel Embiid do in the Knicks series when he tackled? He took the legs out from underneath a player. He didn't get kicked out, nor did he get suspended. What was more dangerous?
Probably what Embiid did. The NBA has gone full on the other way post All-Star break. Adam Silver was so mad. He's like, you better make this bleep look like the 80s again.
Yeah.
I mean, all of a sudden now it's like you can just
first
grab
half of that game last
up.
Night
oh
was.
Oh, my God.
So you think he wants now 100%. With all the stars out? Okay, so no LeBron, no Steph. How many of the stars are out of this playoffs? Giannis
no KD,
is out.
Giannis,
no KD.
No Jimmy Butler.
Now he's going to, in game three, take Jamal Murray out of a must-win game for Denver?
That's where my money would go.
It's an interesting thought, Sylvie. Like, do they find a way to put it off?
I say they do.
I think he's definitely...
He's the player's commissioner.
He's definitely passed down an edict that our games are going to be officiated differently. That much is for sure. You can't deny that. You can look at the pure numbers in the games and the free throw attempts per game since the All-Star break. Like, but that's an interesting thought. Like, we need the stars to still play. And we don't want this to be a 3-0 series. So, Jamal, I don't know. That's a very interesting theory.
I heard Wendy say this morning that if you're on the court and you throw something off the court into the stands, it's an automatic ejection.
It's a tack. Is it an ejection?
That's what he said. It's an ejection. If a player throws something into the stands,
that
it's an ejection.
But okay.
This is what he said. And he said if you're off the floor and you throw something on the floor, it's technical.
Oh, really?
That's what I think Wendy said this morning on Get Up.
I'd like to see that rule. I don't know about that. That's weird.
That's how he was describing it.
Well, I would imagine not many times they got guys throwing stuff on the floor.
Jay Will and Tim Legler, and they all believe that there's no doubt that Murray's getting suspended in this series.
Boy, and if he does, man, that bet would be that'd be a tough bet to make.
Listen, at this point, I don't know that it's making a difference.
It might not. The way
he was horrible. He was 3 of 16.
3 of 18.
3 of 18.
The way they've looked, man, I don't know. You get good odds on it, I guess. Hey, put $50.
You know, sometimes a young team, though, things can change. That's when you play in front of your home crowd, sometimes there's more pressure on you.
It'll be tough to eliminate Denver, too. They've got that championship medal.
But Yurk's been right. They have not looked right even when they beat the Lakers. They were losing most of that series, even though they won that.
It should have been alarm bells going off.
It took two shots at the buzzer to beat them, you know, to beat the Lakers.
By Murray both times.
By Murray,
They still did it, but then the fatigue starts to set in a little bit more. The
Joker definitely looks a little spent.
Yeah, he definitely does.
And they ask a lot out of him.
He walked in the other day, and maybe it's always the case. He was wearing, like, a tight white shirt, and I'm like, what best player in the league has boobies like this? He's got boobs like me. Like
he's had him for a long
time. That's
good, Yurko.
But you know, again, it's not so much his physique. You know what I'm saying? He is solid like rock.
Oh yeah.
Guys bang him all the time. You see his arms come out of games.
They're all black and blue. Yeah.
He don't care. He's impervious to it.
Yeah.
But over the course of the 82 game schedule, here the first round of the playoffs,
a lot of miles.
You may finally see a little bit of toll being taken there.
Well, again, and mentally, they you know, like he expends a lot. I mean, they ask a lot out of him. So
can I give you one stat though that you guys were talking about? You guys were talking about the best managers for the White Sox over these last few years.
Yeah.
Here's to your example. Whenever someone says it's Tony La Russa, it's Tony La Russa. When Ricky Renteria managed that team in the COVID year, again, smaller sample size, but still, they went from a losing team to a winning team. They were 35-25. That's a 583 win percentage. The following year with La Russa, They won 93 games.
Okay,
that's 93. A 574 win percentage. Mm. Technically, they had their best win percentage under Ricky Renteria. In just that short, what is that, 60-game season, they were a plus 60 in run differential when the division was much better. They were a plus 160 in run differential the following year, but they didn't have one above 500 team in the entire division.
That's right.
So, like, anyone who says, well, look at what Tony did. Truth is, the White Sox made their move and got developed under Ricky Renteria.
Yeah, like.
And they had the best win percentage in the window under Ricky Renteria. That's a fact. Like, you could argue and say, well, it was a shorter sample size. The most improvement made in the window was under Ricky Renteria. The best win percentage they had was under Ricky Renteria.
Look at the way some of the young guys played and blossomed under him for that those 2 years, even that first year when they were really bad. Yeah.
But are they grinding every single minute of every day?
You guys were talking about it
like
yesterday.
They are under Pedro.
And I didn't even see that. Tyler, I think, mentioned it during Good, Bad, and the Dirty. Like, Pedro Grifol's talking about how we're so locked in and this is what we do. All we do is baseball. And Stephen Wilson was like, I took a nap.
Yeah.
No kidding. That's what you do, genius, during a 3-hour rain delay.
I had to pull the coup coach.
You play cards and you take a nap.
Taking a nice big one.
Remember, and
I mean, like, what is Pedro Grifol talking about?
You would have taken two, Yurko.
You're darn right I would.
In 3 hours?
Sometimes you can.
You would have had a meal and then taken a second.
I had a double before the golf round on Sunday.
Ridiculous.
Got one right when I woke up.
You're a double poop.
A couple triples, too, by the way. No, I took the morning constitution in the morning, right when I got up in the hotel room. I made the drive up to Sandy Pines Golf Course, a wonderful facility. And there it was.
Dropped the log.
Again, drive.
Dropped the log.
Hey, 60-minute drive. 60-minute drive from West Lafayette to beautiful DeMotte, Indiana. It just triggered something in me.
Of course.
And I went over there, and I thought it was just going to be like a little loaf.
It was 18-inch or no break?
It was formidable. It was formidable.
Yeah. That was more than we needed.
It looked like I had like a sea, I don't know, what's that, an armada, a naval armada down there. I'm like, there are a couple of destroyers
down there.
The sea
was angry that day, my friend.
A couple of destroyers, the PT-109 and an aircraft carrier.
All right.
My heavens.
Carm, what was your line today about like an old man getting into a bathtub?
An old man easing into the bath.
Yeah.
As an old man easing into the bath.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd never heard that before.
Something being gentle.
He said something like he's being gentle. We're like, yeah.
Like an old man easing into a bath.
I don't remember what we were talking about.
Unless it's Clemenza. Then he never gets out of the bed.
That's Pentangeli.
That's Pentangeli?
Yes, Godfather 2.
Pentangeli getting into the bathtub. He never got out.
No, he did what the old Romans do.
That's right.
Split your wrist and,
Yeah.
Die a proper death, I guess.
Shouldn't
I don't know.
Be laying in your own dirty water anyway.
Yeah, that's great.
You know?
Some
of the days when
blood.
We as kids would take baths, just lay in your own dirty water.
What's the whole object of the pool, then? What are we all going to the pool?
You're not going to the pool
to bathe.
You're going to the bath.
You ever been to Calumet City? You ever been to Memorial Park?
That is true. That is true. You jump in a pool to take a leak as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Oof.
It's well, in the lake, not
in the ocean.
It's only an ool until I put my pee in it.
All right.
All right, boys.
It's still funny. Like, you've heard it how many times in your life?
Many times. It's